time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, we are back at it. It is, what is this, week 68 of at-home quarantining. And I'm restless than a motherfucker, dog.
You might be the last one left, man.
I think so, man.
From these streets that I see.
Well, you in the A. Yeah, well, you in the A. I feel like they really never respected the COVID from what I've seen.
I ain't even going to get on them yet. I mean, this is my first time out, so, you know, I'm
right.
I'm weirded out, you know, just the whole journey to get here was a weird out.
Yeah, how was that flight, man?
I mean, the flight was cool, you know what I'm saying? I tiptoed into the airport, you know, and as soon as I saw the first set of people, I was like, oh, Lord, here we go, tighten up my mask, you know what I'm saying, do what I got to do, went through, got on the plane, you know what I'm saying, and while the plane wasn't mad crowded, you know what I'm saying, I still had somebody sitting next to me, you know, so it was kind of like, woo, ha-ha.
y'all both had the masks on for the whole situation.
Yeah,
everybody
had the mask on, but then, you know what I'm saying? You know, they pass out a couple of drinks.
Right.
And, you know, you can't drink with the mask on, so, you know, you got to slip it down and, you know, hold your breath while you drink and put it back on. So it wasn't, you know, the situation was not, you know what I'm saying, comfortable for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was a weird out.
So they are doing I thought they shut the whole serving drinks and food and all that type of shit down during this whole thing. That was still in effect mode, huh?
Well, nah. I bought first class, so I didn't have to sit in the back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have to be tied up, you know what I'm saying? So I paid the extra to give myself a little space, I guess. But you still had somebody next to you. And, you know, the benefits of sitting in the first class is, you know, you get the free drinks and the whatever.
But you got to partake.
Yeah.
No matter like, what. You know, no matter what.
You owe me. You actually owe me a couple of drinks, you know?
Right. Let me get a pandemic on the rocks. Please. Yeah, make it a double.
So, you know what I'm saying? In doing so, again, you got to put yourself out there to actually drink the shit.
Right. Right.
So that
what
was,
were they doing? Were they doing the other, like, first class type shit? Like, you know, like, I don't know if they go as far. You know, sometimes they have ice cream or they have, yo, what kind of meal are you having?
None of that shit was popular.
No meals.
Not on the little regional flights, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not sure on the long distance joints, they probably got to feed you, but.
Okay. Nah,
it wasn't none of that. You got your drink, you know what I'm saying? They had a couple of little bag of snacks that they give you all at once. Then they don't ask you what you want. They just give you the Cheez-Its and the cookies and a little bottle of water in a bag.
Right.
And that's that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't. Yeah, man. It was transportation, for real. And, you know, it was just my first entering into the world. And I had to go to Cleveland to pay respects to my Aunt Frances, who died. And we had the funeral the other day. So
condolences.
I appreciate it, man. So, you know, I had to, you know, dip out and go there, which, you know, a funeral is, you know, one of the home bases of the COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and the end of the COVID, too,
right,
if you're not careful.
Like home base, like, you know what I'm saying, breeding ground. So, you know, you can't see family you ain't seen and then not, you know what I mean, showing no love. And, you know what I mean? So, so I'm doing all of that. But, you know. But even before I got there, you know what I'm saying, I landed. My cousin like, yo, you know what I'm saying, you coming straight here? I'm like, yeah, we got somewhere to go. All right, bet. So we land, you know what I'm saying? I pull up, put my shit down, jump in the car with him. I don't even know where we going. We jump in the car, we roll out. You know what I'm saying? Pull up to this house, you know what I'm saying? It's far too many cars for my comfortability.
Right. Now, did your cousin have a mask on?
Yeah, we had our mask on, but
okay.
Understanding when you walk into this crib, ain't nobody right. got on no mask. It's a social affair. Everybody know mm-hmm. each other, but I don't know them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It
right.
might be 30 people.
Ooh.
It's a big house.
That ain't but, good.
You know what I'm saying? It's a big house, but it's 30 people. You know what I'm saying?
You need and, a lot of house for 30 people, bro. You need a compound.
It was enough house except for
it was enough weird. Room to social distance.
It's, yeah, it was until everybody started to distance in one space. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? It's like, you know, but the layout was cool. It was he had the whole crib done up like basically like a club. You know what I'm saying? He had a room okay. for pictures and shit. You know what I'm saying? He had the big bar with the ice cape drink situation. Then he had the food from the restaurant had catered and shit. So, you know, they was, you know, practicing, you know. They was the only ones putting the food on the plate, so that was cool. But then, mm-hmm. you know, when you get in the room where the people who know each other and are comfortable with each other, they, you know, playing pool and gambling and shit. Yeah, shit got mm-hmm. a little tight. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I was, woo. I was like, woo, woo, woo. You know yeah. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, shit. This is where I'm gonna catch the COVID.
Did you keep your mask on, or your etiquette? You pulled your mask off.
Nah, man. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
He had to say a silent prayer, and
yeah,
and
I had to say a not so silent prayer. Like, mercy, please protect me.
Right.
Woo. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, first things first, it was like, yo, get this picture. You know what I'm saying? You know,
you
got to take your mask off for the picture, and then there you go. Mm. You're exposed.
And there's evidence, there's photo evidence of where it all started. Ah, shit, man. That's crazy. So how long were you at that spot for?
Yeah, about an hour.
Oh, goodness. All right. Damn. Uh-huh.
Whew. You know what I'm saying? About an hour, you know. I could see the COVID pellets dropping through the air. You
right.
know what I'm saying? I was just trying right. to dodge them. You know what I'm saying? Like walking through the raindrops, you know.
Mm-hmm. A lot of droplet spewing when you're talking shit playing pool.
There's a lot of shit talking gambling, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You know.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, man. So I made it through that. Then, you know, we had to hit the funeral the next day.
Right.
You know, they kept the room to, I guess, 25, but you know, still, you mm-hmm. know, after already walking through the storm, you already like, I don't think I'm gonna make it up out of here.
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I take a test on Thursday. So
okay.
I don't know. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? How I fared.
Right,
but once I got here to the A is a whole nother place, man.
Mm-hmm.
They not respecting that shit. It was they were having the whole club is jumping. You know what I'm saying? I'm not there. I see it.
Right.
Look out. You know what I'm saying? You know, look outside. You see the line from the club down the street. Mm-hmm. No mask. I'm like, man, they tripping. You know what I'm saying? They not taking it serious. So, I don't know. I'm going to be holed up out this piece.
Right, man. Well, you know, man. I'm a knock on wood, say a prayer for you, bro.
I already shook the dice once to get here.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Well, at least you're going to have the test, so.
Yeah. We get a test every week, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The nasal piece?
Well, I think, I don't know. I think so, okay. But I do have another guy a director who has he had one of the first productions to come back. He has mm-hmm. identified, he's identified a company that has the prick test, like the diabetes prick mm-hmm. test with the rapid response, you know what I'm saying, for a low rate. So I'm going to, you know, see what we got going on and, you know, maybe influence a decision. I don't have to get that thing stuck in my nose too many times. Shit.
Right. Yeah, that shit is invasive. Oh, man. Well,
word.
Good you made it down there, man. Hope it all works out.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I was actually supposed to do some shit. I had to pass on some shit, but I was supposed to have to take a COVID test tomorrow to do the whole situation. And I said, nah, I wasn't really ready just yet. Not that I wasn't ready, but just the COVID. It's the COVID, to be totally honest with you. I was kind of like, ah. And I'm fighting against that ah. Because I think I talk to other people that are still, you know, still reluctant like me, but it's a small minority now. You know what I mean?
And cats trying to get back to work.
Yeah, people are moving on. People are shit. Fucking Trump then supposedly had a couple strokes, and he's still trying to get a check. But, you know. But yeah, I'll get to it at some point. Right. You let me know how that nasal swab situation is, if you get that, or the prick. I'll do the little diabetes the little fucking finger prick. That ain't too bad, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, deep off in the nostril. I watched a video and that should make me kind of seize up. So it is what it is. What was I going to say, man? Well, rest in peace to, we lost a couple big people. We lost Chadwick Boseman. Yeah. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. We also lost John Thompson. You know, back to back.
Yeah.
Man, that was pretty sad.
Sad, man, that you work all your life to get to a place. Then you get there. And as soon as you get there, you know what I'm saying? You get a couple of years in, and then it's like, this is it. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like a sudden, this is it. It was a sickness that drags until, I guess they said like 4 years he had it or something like that.
Yeah.
4 years he knew.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? For 4 years, you working, trying to get as much done as possible. And, ultimately, it's it for this side of the realm, you know what I mean? And we all got a number, and, and it's going to happen to us all. But, it's just like, at least he did get to see the other side of what he was working on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, when you see all that, when you hear the fact that he was dealing with that sickness for 4 years, and the amount of work that he did and the level of work that he did, that's what's so amazing and impressive, like that, and to keep it, to keep it quiet, and like that, it's wild, because it's interesting, death always makes you kind of recontextualize people's legacy. At one point, he was playing all of these people, these notable blacks, whether it is James Brown, or whether it was Thurgood Marshall, or whomever, Jackie Robinson, and it's like, when you see just how, I don't want to say dignified, but just how he handled that, the strength, the capacity, the strength to pull through, and to not even really speak on it, to keep it to yourself and still deliver, like that in itself, and compounded with his talent, that puts him in a threshold of these greats. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. It wasn't, wasn't for naught. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you gotta tip your hat. Like this, that is something, that's striking, And it's, it's a damn shame too. He's 43 years old, which is, super young.
How was he?
And then,
how old was he?
43. Mm. Yeah, which is, super, super young. Mm-hmm. And, definitely made me say, yo, I need to go ahead and get a colonoscopy, you know, right. just to, you know, because that's the thing with colon cancer is, you know, it's all about early detection. You know, you want to mm-hmm. you want to be up on it. But, you know, that speaking of, you know, me on some sucker shit regarding a COVID test, the the colonoscopy goes a little deeper. You know what I'm saying? That shit goes to the magma. You know what I mean? That goes beyond the crust. So, you know, you got to get your mind right for that. Have you ever had a colonoscopy? Yeah, man.
But with the prostate thing, you know what I'm saying? That's the first one you'd be worried about.
Yeah.
When I went to go do that type shit, they came back. The doctor was like, well, you know, luckily we have a new way to test for that. You know what I'm saying? And it's non-invasive. So, yeah.
Really? What's the new way?
They test your blood and shit. So they run tests on your blood to specify the specific points for the prostate cancer, checking your levels and shit. I was happy to hear that.
Well, that's good, because I unfortunately was on the wrong side of the OG prostate exam, and the shit was unexpected, which makes it even worse. You know what right. I mean? Like, I came in there for one thing, and the cat, you know, I guess he was like, you know why you're here? And the doctor told me, asked right before he did, he said, you ain't going to like this. I said, oh, shit. And yeah, man, that shit was, goodness, I felt like I got robbed. You know what I mean? Like, man, it was terrible. And obviously, you know, it's for the best. That's what you got to tell yourself. You know what I mean? It's, you know, this is for your own awareness. But, yeah, man. You know, so, if you're not monitoring your health, you know what I mean? Especially after everybody's kind of been in the house for 6 months, you know, who knows what could go on or whatever. But, like, when you get back into the world, make sure you check on yourself and, get ahead of whatever could be ailing you.
Yeah, and a lot of times we procrastinate on that type of stuff and we don't want to hear it, or, you know what I'm saying, I feel good and shit like that. But at the end of the day, man, a lot of this shit that's killing people is symptomless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, that shit that I was going through in my heart was symptomless. You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel no kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't feel that shit every day or any time, really. You know what I'm saying? It was one day that I felt weird, and I went to check on the shit. And then they come back with all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you got to go get more and more tests and shit like that. But, you know, it's people, you know, I know for myself, I was, you know, you just grind through and like, okay, shit, I'm feeling cool. You know what I'm saying? You might feel a little sluggish one day, or you're tired and you don't pay no attention. You keep pushing, especially during the era when I ain't had no insurance and shit. You just, fuck it. You just working. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got extra to stop and then go see the doctor and pay them up front, and then, you know, they judging you when you ain't got the insurance. They already like, you better open your wallet up right now, player. You can't even come up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, but if you do feel any little shit, if you don't have insurance and shit, I would still say take that ass to the ER. They'll take you. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna want to, but they will. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you get it checked. Then they'll tell you some shit, or even the urgent care. That's how, you know, I got the early signs was from early care. You know, and it was something totally unrelated. You know what I mean? It was just like, okay, shit, I fucked around and was fucking with me with a bump on my head and shit. And I popped it, and, you know what I'm saying, like, shit. Then I put, you know, my wife always be like, you know, put some apple cider vinegar on the shit, right? So I popped the shit, and I put some apple cider vinegar. It's like right by my eyebrow. I put some apple cider vinegar on the shit. And, you know, that shit be agitating shit up in there. I guess whatever the fuck, when when that shit agitated the motherfucking situation, Shit right. swole my shit up. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, ah, Lord. What's going
like
on?
Martin when he fought Tommy Hearns.
Yeah, but that shit was too close to my eye. I was like, nah, yeah. I don't need this shit moving to my eye. Let me go to the urgent care.
Right.
So I went to the urgent care, and they gave me the shit, and you know what I'm saying? Knocked the shit out like 24 hours, really. And then, but then they were like, yo, your blood pressure is a little high. Might want to check on that. Like, you might want to give me some insurance, nigga. But, you know, so even if you don't have the insurance, the urgent care, you know what I'm saying? They'll fuck with you. They'll hit you up right quick on some, you know, here's some general information and, you know, swipe your card action.
Right.
But, and you know, sometimes that shit save your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and the more you know. You know what I mean? You need to know. You need to get the information. You know, and I'm not going to advocate going to the ER and you know, you know, fucking switching a couple numbers in your social up and dipping off. I'm not saying that you should do that, but I'm not going to say it isn't effective.
That shit happens, nigga.
Yo, yeah, it happens, and they kind of know for that. They kind of, but yeah, go get that information, man. By any means necessary is what I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? It is. Yeah.
I used to work at the hospital and shit, and and it would be patients that come back, especially like in in some of the wards, there would be patients that just like was repeat visitors. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't tell if it was an ailment or if it was just a hood holiday. You know what I'm saying? Where you get picked up with a free ride, get on going to the hospital. They take care of you, feed you 3 times a day. You know what I'm saying? They pay attention to you. And then, you know, a few days, they send you home. It was definitely a couple of people in there that was just on a little vacation. You know what I'm saying? A little hood stay.
A little sabbatical.
Yeah, little sabbatical. Where, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers know your name and treat you right. You know?
Right.
You got somebody come pick you up, take you everywhere you got to go. You know what I'm saying? So it was definitely a couple of them. And I bet for sure that they was using somebody else's social.
Yeah, probably. Right,
through that. But rest in peace, you know what I'm saying, Chadwick, you know what I'm saying? He used to live in my hood. He was in Bread Style, the coffee shop.
Word?
Yeah, definitely. He was in the coffee shop before he blew up when he was still on the quest. You know, writing and plotting and planning. You know, rest in peace, John Thompson. I had a funny story about John Thompson. Only time I ever met him. And we're shooting this documentary on a sports legend in D.C. A hood sports legend that, you know, had one arm. And it was a one-arm bandit. Could play basketball really good and baseball as well. And John Thompson knew him from being younger than him and watching him play. And, you know what I'm saying, it was like he was like when he got the chance to try out for the Major League Baseball, you know, the whole hood came out and was like looking over the fence because he was that big in DC. And then, you know, as a basketball player, he was like, you know, this guy with one arm can, you know, he could have played on any of my Georgetown teams. But anyway, when we went to go set up this interview, you know, this was during when I had the 5D, which is a DSLR camera, a small camera, you know, that packed a big punch and look, so you didn't have to have a whole bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. So that was the thought process. So we came in there, my man, Zakai Free, who had set the interview up, he was doing the interview and he had all his interview questions on his iPad. So, you know, we set up, you know, then he came out and he sat down and he looked at our setup. And he was like, you know, ESPN coming here right after y'all, right? They going to have a truckload of shit. You niggas in here with a Kodak and an iPad.
That's funny.
Man, we fell out.
That's funny. So he was cool.
it was a perfect summation of what was going on, because it was just, it was a little rinky dink setup. You know what I'm saying? Right. But you don't need much with the 5D to get your image on some documentary shit.
Right.
He was like, man, ESPN ain't gonna have a whole truckload full of shit. You niggas in here with an iPad and a Kodak.
That's funny as shit, man. Yeah. Rest in peace, John Thompson, man. Yeah. I didn't, you know, all I know of him is obviously, you know, him being the coach at Georgetown.
Right.
And so many athletes, namely Allen Iverson, really, you know, mm-hmm. saying, yo, you saved my life. You know what yeah. I mean? Like,
saved Allen Iverson. He brought, you know, Patrick Ewing, you know yep. what I'm saying?
Mutombo.
Yeah.
Morning. Yeah.
Morning. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has some players.
I didn't realize he played with Bill Russell, too. So,
damn.
Yeah, he all the way in, you know. So, yeah, salute to that, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit, dude. What else is going on? Speaking of the flight shit, I just wanted to say this. I just saw that it started with United, but now United, American Airlines, and Delta have permanently eliminated the change fees. So, you know, if you got to cancel or change your situation, mm-hmm. you don't have to pay that $200 anymore.
Which lets you know that whole shit was a fucking fraud to begin with.
Oh, it was definitely, you know, it was a shakedown.
Yeah. Yeah. Got you in a situation. Oh, you want to get home, huh?
Mm-hmm. How much?
Yeah, how much you willing to part with? Plus,
yeah,
the price of that ticket today has gone right. up.
Mm-hmm. Shit is like a stock.
Yeah. Like, motherfucker.
Yeah. That shit is crazy, man. Yeah. You know, but yeah, so FYI, just so y'all know that's just a little something, news. Because
what they was doing was like they'll tell you like this flight looks to be pretty crowded. You know what I'm saying? If you want to change it to another flight, you know, mm-hmm. hit this button right here. I'm like, man, let me go ahead and get this shit over with, man.
Right,
get on out of here, man.
They let you know. They give you, is that like a COVID warning type situation?
Yeah, they give you. Yeah, when you go to check in, they it'll say, you know, this flight, you know, looks to be pretty full. Mm-hmm. If you want to change, you know, your flight, it would be no fees. Blah blah blah.
Okay,
I'm like, man, get me out of here. You want me to sit around the airport collecting COVID around here?
COVID collected all over the world.
Yeah. I need to get out of the world as soon as possible.
Right.
Let's go.
Man, that shit's crazy, dog. Are you watching Lovecraft Country?
Not yet.
Ah.
Not yet.
Ah.
I see the people talking about it.
Ah, nigga. Well,
you like it?
Yes. That shit is all that, man. That shit is fire.
It's all that.
That shit, what network is fire. That? It's HBO, man. It's
HBO. HBO always come with some.
Yeah. HBO on a roll. They doing it. There's about 3 episodes in on this Lovecraft Country.
That's it?
Yeah, it's only the 3rd week. So I'd say if I was being super critical, I'd say it might be 2-1 as far as episodes go.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually enjoyed all of them. The second episode kind of you know what it is? It's kind of like what do they call that? There's a thing they call it when you know, like the Twilight Zone, it's like an anthology.
Right.
So they're not all there are things that overlap, but it's mm-hmm. not serialized. So it's like each episode seems to be, it's only 3 so far, but it seems to be its own entire adventure. You know what I mean? Right. Like right. there are things that pull, but it's like a whole new scenario. So what's so ill about it, you got to get on this because people is kind of tight that you didn't even see the shy.
By next week. I mean, yeah. I'm going to go. You know what I mean? Come on. I'll take that L on the shy. But yeah, 3 episodes on Lovecraft. 3 episodes. I can catch up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's worth it. It's worth it, man. But, yeah, it's a hell of a show.
What is it about?
On all levels. So, basically, it's basically like, I guess it's science fiction. I guess it's science fiction meets horror meets racism. You know how. And Jordan Peele and J.J. Abrams are the producers. Mm-hmm. And you know how Jordan Peele like to, you know, sample a little racism, flip it, and create a whole new beat out of it. You know what right. I mean? Like, he do it to the point to where you, like, you start realizing, like, oh, shit, man, racism is scarier than these wild-ass creatures that are coming up. So, you know, it's like you got to contend with this and you got to contend with that. And then there's all of these little Easter eggs and shit like that. I put something on my story that I, like, little shit that you don't catch. It's that type mm-hmm. of thing, too. You know what I mean? Like, there's mm-hmm. so many, like, little allusions to things that have happened historically that maybe you might not pay attention. And then, you know, everybody's killing it on the acting tip. You know what I mean? Like, Journey Smollett, I think I said this last week. This last episode, they, you know, that could be one of those for your consideration Emmy situations. Mm-hmm. You know, Jonathan Majors is, you know, he's kind of on fire, you know what I mean, since Last Black Man, and then, you know, Last Black Man in San Francisco, and then Five Bloods, and now this. Your man Michael K. Williams, fresh from the Garden Party mm-hmm. testimonial, he's in there killing it, and others, you know what I mean? Like, no, I got it, you know, that's on his IMDb. You know, they were talking about it. It was like at the Garden Party.
Fresh from the Garden Party.
You know. But, yeah, man. No, it's wild. It's wild. It's just, it's like period piece. You know what I mean? Like, so it's back in the, like, you know, they're dealing with, like, sundown towns and Jim Crow and, mm-hmm. you know, shit like, just some wild shit. And shot really fly. It's worth, yeah, you it's even worth, it's one of those you could just binge three joints, you know what I mean, bing, 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 just to get in the conversation, because the conversation is going on. This is one of those where people going to be talking about it a lot. So
Yeah, I could binge three.
Yeah.
I'm behind on everything. I ain't see P-Valley this week. I'm behind.
You ain't see P-Valley either? Okay.
Nah. I've been in the world. So. Right. You right. had to excuse me on my content absorption. I've been out here fighting the COVID in the world.
Yep. Yeah, you gotta dodge that. I can dig it. I ain't mad at you. You need all your senses when you're out there trying to dodge the vid. Speaking of binging, I still haven't gotten to any of these Game of Thrones. At some point I'm gonna try to get over there, but I watched the entire season of Perry Mason. That's another show on HBO. They brought back, you know, the old school Perry Mason. They mm-hmm. redid it. And, you know, I remember when Perry Mason, you know, I wasn't watching it, but I remember Perry Mason from back in the day. And it never really looked like anything that, like, appealed to me. But, you know, I May Destroy You just finished up. The Shy just finished up. P-Valley now finished up. You know what I mean? And
was that that was the finale for P-Valley?
That was I'm pretty sure that was the finale for P-Valley. I'm almost positive. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that was the finale. You know, Power Book 2 is coming back next week or coming out next week, so that's going to add it to the docket. But I watched Perry Mason. That was all right. It was pretty cool. I got into it. They got the guy. That's a white show though. They had the guy Matthew Rhys.
Why did you have to preface that?
Well, because I was talking about a lot of black shows. You know what I mean? Like P-Valley, like Power.
You said that like I wouldn't know.
No, I'm just saying.
White show.
I'm just saying because I definitely took a, you know, it's a different sensibility. This is like, I guess, like 1930s, 1930s Los Angeles. You know what I mean? I guess this would be like noir or whatever they call it, or mm-hmm. what do they call those? Like those hard boiled detective things from back in the, you know, I forget the. There's a whole genre, but mm-hmm. basically, it's that vibe. So it's a departure from you know, down in the valley. You know what I mean? But it's pretty cool. It's pretty, and then, you know, nah, because then, you know, Perry Mason, that could go either way. That's that outside of the TV show. I don't know if that's a definitive resume name, because I grew up with a cat named Perry. You know what I mean? There's Anthony Mason. You know what I'm saying? These were black people. But so Perry Mason was pretty good. They got the guy Matthew Reese, who plays Perry Mason, and I fuck with him. I seen him in the Mr. Rogers movie. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? He was good in that. And he's good in there. There's one black dude in the spot. You know what I mean? Well, it's a couple black characters, but yeah, they are a victim of the era. You know what I mean? They not it's not a whole lot of savagery, but it's definitely some injustice. It's definitely a nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's one of those, but there's some nigga payback, so you know, that's always good to see. But right. Overall, that shit was cool. That was good to see. So I'm in on that. I've been, because I've been in the, I guess I was in the crib a little bit this week. And like I said, I'm getting restless. Ain't a whole lot to do. I haven't really jumped into these outdoor shows. I'm not really that inspired to get on stage in this element at this moment. But right. That could change, because I definitely had a dream last night where I felt like I was doing a show. Mm-hmm. Like I was about to go on, and I felt that, oh, I'm up next.
Coming to the
that
stage.
I haven't had. Yeah, that whole, all right, what am I going to say first type shit? You know what I mean? Like that mm-hmm. moment that I ain't had that in 6 months. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So that was, and it was pretty palpable. In the little bit of sleep I got. I ain't been getting a whole lot of sleep, man. I don't know what's going on, man. I be trying.
You all right, like,
I hope so. I think so. You know me. I'm a hypochondriac, but you know I keep doctors on call and on group text.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't sleeping. Mentally? You having dreams, vivid dreams. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? You got a little social anxiety going.
Uh-huh.
I just want to check on you, brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate your concern. Nah, I think I am good. You know, I'm touching base with people. Because, hell yeah, dog, I'm trying not to spin out. You know what I mean? Like, trust me, I definitely know I'm dolo. And that's one of those things that you need to do. You got to touch base with people. So I'm definitely doing that. I went out in the world. I took a drive. I drove to Philly, got a cheesesteak, jumped back in the car, went back home.
Wow.
That's
a committed rollout.
That was a committed rollout. And it wasn't really all the way about the cheesesteak. It was just about, let me get the fuck out the crib.
Like, so when I get you out walked the crib, out of the house, you knew you was going to Philly.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason it was on the table for a second. Because mm-hmm. it was kind of like, damn, nigga, Philly? You know what I mean? That's what you want to do. But I'm like, I got nothing but time. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no children. I don't got no responsibilities at this moment. And I got to move my car for all to the side of the street parking. And that's an hour and a half anyway. Right. Throw another 20 minutes or that. That's Philly. So I said, fuck it, man. Let me go ahead. I always wanted to go to Max's. You know what I mean? I heard every time I went out to Philly, that was one of those that I had it checked off. I heard they got a mean ass cheesesteak. So I was like, I felt bad because I didn't hit nobody. None of my people's Philly.
That was my next question. What did you hit anybody?
I was thinking about that shit, but it's COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to have these, you know what I'm saying? These like impaired hangouts. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you could have social distance with your mask on.
I could have, but I wasn't going to enjoy that. I know me. I know who I am. I've turned down a few different engagements, and I'm slowly coming back. I did say that it's a little concerning. I will say that. I got to challenge myself to get back out there slowly because, as I said, I think if you get COVID in the fourth quarter, if this is the fourth quarter, I think the empathy's not as much as that early COVID empathy.
Man, COVID, you know what I'm saying? At any time, it don't matter what the empathy is, man.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. But anyway. So, I just did that just to do some shit. You know, I'll get out. I go on walks, little light runs or whatever the fuck, like just around the neighborhood, go up to the park, put the mask on, walk through the park, try to get some exercise, or walk down the block, try to get some exercise. You know, you catch me in a grocery store or something like that. You know what I mean? Something light. But something super light. But I ain't seen my family outside of a Zoom in a minute. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I'm coming back at some point, but I'm not gonna lie. It's reluctant. And there's a part of me that's kind of like after the restlessness kind of subsides, there's a part of me that's kind of like, I like the reclusiveness of, because I could be a recluse too. I was a recluse before the pandemic. You know what I mean? I got a lot of recluse in the house ass nigga energy. You know what I'm saying? Every so often I got my spells. So, you know, that's not always good. But so I did that. But I said all that to say, yeah, I wasn't getting a whole lot of sleep because I'll find myself staying up. Because the thing is, it's so much time on your hands that you feel like, or at least I feel like, I got to be doing something with this. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it's a lot of busy work. It's not even nothing that's like, I don't want to say it's not productive, but it's not necessary. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's just like, well, I got some more hours in the day. Let me do this. Okay, then I could get caught up in a whole YouTube K-hole, or I'm watching Perry Mason episodes, or whatever else is going on. You know what I mean? Whatever else is going on. Then I look up, oh shit, it's 3:00 in the morning. Let me get up. Right. Let me go to bed. But then I got to make sure I wake up in time to move my car, because I got hit with the all to the side of the street parking shit. That's what got me fucked up. Yeah, and I didn't realize, because I, you know, I'd been on a run where I hadn't been hit in a while. And since I've been hit recently, that shit went up by $20.
Yeah, all to the side
shit. Yeah, shit, $65. They trying to get that money that the airlines is getting rid of. So yeah, that you know, that was one of those they give you an attitude, you know, because sometimes, first of all, I thought I was on the right side of the street, so I kind of, that's why I didn't even get up. Typically, even if I think I'm on the right side of the street, I'll go out just to walk out there, just to, you know, to be sure. But my blind faith, I guess I was a little cocky. I was like, nah, I think I'm pretty sure I'm on the da-da-da-da. I go outside, I see the fucking orange fold. I said, oh. Then I open it, and I said, oh. Then I'm like, hold on. I felt like it was personal. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I went to the Google to see, like, yo, hold on. Why they hitting me for this? So they hitting you with downtown prices, because it was that high downtown, I think below 96th Street for a while. But I believe in July or something like that, at some point, they popped it up.
So, yeah, man. And for the people out there that's listening, in New York City, there's a thing called alternate side parking, where you have to move your car off of that side of the street for a certain amount of time so that the street cleaner can come through and clean the streets.
If they do,
if they don't. But, the police, they out there writing tickets regardless, you know? So you
thirsty,
have to,
too.
You got to stay on point with your timing so that you are always on the right side of the street. And that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, that's what we talk about. Yeah, and, you know, in this one, because I always look at the time. Because then I was comfortably on the couch, on the internet. Definitely, like, I was certain that I was on
that's
the right
the
side
worst.
Of the street.
That's the worst, when you was that's, chilling.
When you was, you were, yeah, when you were close you by. Better. Right. Because sometimes.
Relax.
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes I do like to add a little bit of drama to my day to where I might not, you know, ours kick in around 11:30. It kicks in at 11:30, not around. It kicks in at 11:30. So sometimes, which is not that bad, actually, when you say it, because I know people that got the 8:30, 8 o'clock situations. But, 11:30, sometimes I might run out the crib at 11:23, 24. And I'm hustling over there. I might get there at like 11:33. Be like, whew, you know what I mean? Because typically, you know, they don't typically come around. So sometimes they give you a little grace period, one. But then also,
because they're on somebody else's block.
Right.
Monitoring them.
Probably. But so, you know, and I'm looking at it as a grace period. But this time I looked at it, man, they caught me at 11:37. So they was thirsty. Yeah, they must have had a talking to. Yeah, either that or the captain was like, yo, it was like Glengarry Glen Ross moment, where they was like, yo, coffee's for closers. You niggas ain't bringing in no ticket money. Yeah, I need y'all to get a little heavy.
That's exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So anyway, man, so that's that. Shout out to Max's. It was a good cheesesteak. And then so I did that and so, came so back.
Hold on for you.
Go ahead.
Slide past mm-hmm. this.
Go ahead.
This is interesting.
Yeah. I'm glad.
So
I'm glad
you planned it out. You planned this trip. I'm going to get out of the house and I'm going to go to Philly to get a cheesesteak and return to kill some COVID time.
Right. Just to get a drive in. Because I haven't.
What was your playlist? Like, what was your, did you plan it out? Did you have your stops planned or you just went straight through? How did you think this thing through?
Well, I was, my plan was it was going to be a straight shot. Straight there, boom, Washington Heights, North Philly. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? My reason for going, at the time I was going, one, I had the window. I was already going to be basically idling, you know what I mean? Either in the car or, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Standing by. So I had the time window. And then the thing about Max is in particular, this spot, like, as the day gets, you know, later in the day, the line gets super long. So you out mm-hmm. that bitch for like 45 minutes, an hour and shit like that. And I'm like, dog, I'm not trying to do none of that mm-hmm. type of outside line action in the midst of the COVID. So I'm like, dude, if I get out there by like 1:30 and it was a little overcast and it was a Monday, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because I was like, there was a point to think, you know, Saturday and Sunday, that's weekend shit. So you like weekend is typically when you might even road trip. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, nah, let me play the Monday because it'll be less people out there. And hopefully the shit will go a little faster, which it absolutely did. It was no real wait. So that mm-hmm. was cool. My plan was for it to be a straight shot, but then when I jumped in the car, I realized, oh, shit, I need gas. So I had to go to the gas stop. That was the only real stop that I made. I was gonna actually, on some old support the homie shit, I was going to fall through Dock Street Brewery and cop a six-pack of the Nice Guys or the Nice Things IPA. Shout out to Chill Moody. Shout out to West Manchild. They dropped a record yesterday together. Oh, did they? But yeah, a single. So shout out to them. So I was going to cop that, but the brewery didn't open till 5 o'clock, so that was off. I wasn't going to, because for a hot second I was like, dog, you're going to go to Philly, maybe you should do some Philly shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, holla at your people, whatever. Again, I ain't really want to do the whole, that's why I haven't gone to see my family like that. Like, you know, like, it just feels weird to just, I guess it's connection, but it just feels weird to do the whole throw the deuces at your close family members. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
That's
the same
how you
type
end up
of
like
shit.
Like me in a COVID fest.
Right, exactly. And also, to be honest with you, I don't want to impose on other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, I don't know. Like, this ain't just a one-way thing. Like, this is, you know, people could feel a way about that. So I don't even want to, you're like, dog, I was like, let me just go get this cheesesteak and keep it moving. I'll be back, God willing. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, so did that. For a hot second, I thought about hitting Redding Terminal, but I was like, nah, one, parking is ridiculous. Two, that's a whole terminal situation, a bunch of, you know what I mean, droplets going on in there. And I already got a cheesesteak. I don't know. I'm being greedy at this point. And it was really just about the drive. It was really about the drive. What did I listen to? I listened to, because then I was like, I listened to a podcast on the way down. I listened to Jemele Hill. Listened to an interview, Kamau Bell. And, I just wanted to listen to that because I saw that shit was like an hour and some change. So I was like, let me listen to some shit that I ain't got to worry about. Right. And then when I got out there on some corny tourist shit, as I pulled off, I had to throw on the intro from Dreams and Nightmares. You know what I mean? Because we in Philly. I mean, I'm not, you know, the Roots would have been the thing years ago, but I was like, fuck it, let me throw all, you know what I mean? Let me drive through North listening to Meek, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, wait a minute.
You thoroughly entertained yourself.
Oh, I was good. I always thoroughly entertain myself, dog. That's the problem. I could be crazy, to be totally honest with you. I talk to myself and answer myself. So dead ass, you know what I mean? So I did that, and then... what else did I listen to? So I wound up listening to the whole album, you know, and I hadn't heard the whole album in a minute. Then it made me be like, damn, you know, it's fucked up that him and, you know, it's good that him and Drake are cool again, because that Amen record was a tough record. They had nice little chemistry on that. And then, speaking of my man Wes, I was trying to find it, but it was too late, and I was already on the highway, but he does these, like, playlists that he'll just throw in the group chat, and then you could send playlists. That's the new hot shit, right? So you could send playlists, but he sent the playlist a while ago called them Hold the Drums, and it's like, Hold the Drums is, like, a playlist of, like, you know, there's a whole, I guess genre, because I don't want to say trend, but there's like a genre of rappers that they rap over shit that is not really, it's like just a mean sample, open sample, you know what I'm saying? But no heavy drums, you know what I mean? Like Alchemist is good for that type of shit. You might get rappers like Rock Marciano and, you know, people like that, so...
Griselda seemed like Griselda that kind of shit.
Absolutely, Griselda's heavy on that. So that's what I was That's what I would have liked on my way back up 95. But so yeah, it's a lot of shit. Griselda's on there, Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. You know, the Alchemist album. Who else? Pusha T got some shit on here. Ransom, shout out to Ransom out of Jersey. He got a new project that I think is called, I don't know, Death Certificate 3 or Cut the Check 3, something crazy, but it's brand new. That shit is fire, because I hadn't heard from him, so that surprised me, and that shit is fire. And it's, like, brand new. He talking about Breonna Taylor and George Floyd on the record, like, it, and you know what I mean? In a way that's not super preachy, but it's, you know, respectful and mindful. So that was dope. And then, dude, I pulled back up. You know, had the other half of the cheese steak and a Newcastle Brown just in, you know, not just in time, but that was set up for the little Monica Brandy battle. You know what I mean? Like, that was my day. I was like, let me watch the Monica Brandy situation. You know, again, I had no horse in that race. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we made our predictions or whatever. Yeah. And that shit was a lot better than I expected it to be. You know, because I'm not Johnny R&B, as I say. Right. So, but it just, I forgot, just like so many of these fucking verses, you forget how deep these catalogs are and how many of these records that you do know. Like, oh, shit, yeah, that shit was hard, or that shit was crazy. So that was cool. It was good to watch that. It was an interesting tension in the room between the two of them. You know what I mean?
I saw that on the internet.
Yeah. It was real.
I didn't catch the battle, man.
It was cool, man. It was long. A lot of these battles is long. Either that or I'm
but old. They, I mean, but, you know, catalogs.
It's 20
catalogs,
records.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's 40 records, basically. Yeah. So it's a commitment. Yeah, it was pretty cool. It kind of, they had that vibe of like coworkers that don't really fuck with each other. But you know, they gotta work with each other. You know what I mean?
Which,
like, it is
just wild at this stage in the game. But
yeah,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. Cause it's like, if the thing is, if you never fucked with anybody and then you could comfortably not fuck with somebody, when the opportunity comes up for y'all to be together, it's not like you got experience. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, you know, not like, it ain't, they did what they needed to do. You felt like it was for the culture. And it probably wasn't as bad as the people made it feel or you know, was interpreted.
Yeah, and when you got somebody who has the two demeanors of these two greats,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Brandy, you know what I'm saying? She's Brandy. And Monica, she has a rough edge to her. You know what I'm saying? She been around. You know what I mean?
They call her Gunica.
Yeah, like she's been around some hard, like, you know what I mean? She stayed out in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Not even just see murder. It's just like her style.
No, but I'm just saying. That's
her whole demeanor has the streets attached to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though she was a Clive Davis artist, and you know, Clive liked to clean them up and make them present them in a certain way, where they're, right. you know what I'm saying, all the way divaed out. But right. her real self was, you know, from the ATL. And you mm-hmm. know what I mean? That's who she yeah. is. So she ain't playing no political games and all that kind of shit. So it might come off a certain kind of way that it ain't all the way that. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, yeah. Now, it was definitely, look, man, I can't really, I'm not going to front. You know what I mean? Like, I I'm going to be civil. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But
I'm here.
We ain't really buddy-buddy. I'm here. I'm doing what we need to do. You know, it's cool for as long as we need to be here. You know what I'm saying? Right. But yeah, we gonna go our separate ways. And it's two different types of energies, you know. Like, right. you know, like we said, like, you know, definitely Monica's definitely a G. Monica's the chick that you find out smoke better weed than you do.
You and always has. Like,
yeah, forever. Eighth
grade.
Yep.
Like, yeah, damn.
And if you need something, let me know.
Right.
And see what we could do. But yeah, that shit was cool. It was a that was cool to see.
Monica reminded me of my grandma. For real.
I could see that. Little, I don't even know your grandmother,
slick
but
talking. They just got yeah. that edge to them that they ain't uh-huh. really here for the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Right. It is what it is. This is who I am. I ain't got no problems with you. But you right. know what I'm saying? I ain't got to be your best friend either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That type of energy.
They both got their interested energy too, cause you know, Brandy got the energy where she's gonna like it's a you know, certain people could like provoke you in a way that kind of look like it's lighthearted, but they kind of know what they doing too. Mm-hmm. Like, she ain't innocent in it either. She know how to press your buttons in a way to look like no. I'm just saying, but in a way that's like it might not seem as
abrasive,
as a direct. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or not even. Yeah, it's just it seems like. It's the type of motherfucker to where you like, where if the shit pop off, people around will be like, yo, what happened? What was the, you ain't say that shit. You ain't, motherfucker, you wasn't it. You know what I mean? Like, that's that type of motherfucker to make you feel like you crazy. So, yeah, so that was cool. So it was good to watch that shit. So, you know, that was a nice little situation. They pulled in the biggest numbers. I feel like the whole, versus had they were steady at like 1.2 mil throughout the whole right. situation.
That's so, what they said. Salute. The black women showed up for this
battle. Yeah. Salute to them. Salute to Femit Forward. You know, salute to Swiss and Tim. That was a big one. I'm curious what the next one's gonna be. I'm curious if they're gonna do anything for Labor Day. Mm-hmm. You know, which is pulling up. That would have been doped for the Beanie and Bounty situation would have been crazy for Labor Day. But I did that shit. And
man, you had an eventful week, man. Oh, eventful day. And it's probably your most eventful day of the whole COVID.
No, it ain't. It's well, just
what, the what'd one. You do? What'd you do?
Nah, I mean,
I'm talking about outside, more outside day.
Oh yeah, this was probably the furthest I've traveled.
Right.
But you know, I'll pop in and then, you know, drop it to a little store, grab, you know. I told you I found a new crab spot.
Going to Philly.
Nah, I ain't doing all of that. You know
what's your new crab spot?
Oh, I got a crab spot downtown. I'm gonna keep that disclosed. I ain't gonna disclose it all the way. It's downtown in the city though. Yeah, because I
why
you know,
you brought it up then if you ain't gonna disclose.
I didn't know I had to disclose the crab spot. I tell people about crabplace.com. Go ahead there. No, because I've been there and like, I went there.
I might want some crabs.
I'll tell you.
But you want to tell
you, man. I don't, you know, shit. I don't want to get down to my spot. Yeah. Nah, I don't want to.
If you don't promote it, then people won't go, and then it might not last past the pandemic.
No, it's gonna be all right. It's going to be all right. It's doing good now to the point to where I went down there actually today to go pick some shit up, and they ain't had that many. So that's why I'm keeping it low, where I say, yo, go to crabplace.com because they got all types of shit, and you'll be good there. And Blue Crab Trader, I gave y'all two places. Y'all can go ahead and do this, but this spot here, this is for the personal. Right now. Right now. Sorry, listeners. You know, I fuck with y'all. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Nah. I was about to crack and be like, nah. Anyway. Yeah, man. That's that, man. I ain't doing a whole lot. You know, whatever little shit that I gotta do, administrative type shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. yeah. Maybe that might have been my most. Damn.
Yeah, it was.
Now to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like, God
you
damn.
Got out. Nigga, you was on a field trip. Yeah, you know how, when you watch a sitcom and they always right. on the set and then all right. of a sudden they on a field trip somewhere? Like they went right. somewhere, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
It's somewhat different.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they got out the studio.
Yeah, damn. Yeah,
exactly.
Crazy.
There that was, man. What's up with you, man? How you been? You been in the Benz yet?
Oh, man. I took possession of the Benz. Actually, the Benz was in Cleveland, so I got to see it before I got to the A. I got to put it on the truck to be, you know what I'm saying, delivered. It was, mm-hmm. I was thoroughly pleased, and it was better than I expected, cleaner than I thought it was.
Okay. Well,
you know what I'm saying? Good. Because when you can see the pictures, and you see the pictures that it's clean, right? But right. in my mind, I didn't, with the engine, and you know how, like, sometimes you get in the old car and you turn the engine on, and it feels a little disconnected from the present. You know what I'm saying? So, like new cars, they got a certain way they come on, they growl and shit like that, right? And I had, I had an older Benz, and, it's an E-Class though, you know what I mean? And it's strong, like the engine is stronger than, your average car of today, but it still is like a little disconnect, like, okay, you could tell this is an older engine, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. the startup mechanism was a little older. So the main thing that I was surprised by, when got in, it was clean. Everything was clean and shit. And then, I put the key in, started that bitch up. And the engine, that shit came on, like, with the growl. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how most cars are like, vroom, 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 you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, in a car, the engine right. kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, growls. Awake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
This motherfucker growled.
Okay, that's
you know what I'm saying?
Sign.
That motherfucker. Woo. I'm like, oh right. shit! This motherfucker got an engine. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
So, I was thoroughly surprised by that. Put it on the truck. Actually, was able to get good service. You know, like a good company to come pick it up out of a man. Alan at Goldwing looked me out. You know what I'm saying? And had somebody come get it. And actually, the motherfucker beat me to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool, But I haven't got the tags yet. So I'll probably go get the tags tomorrow. And then I'll really be able to test it out. And yes, probably Nas will be on the maiden voyage. But I think the first song, I decided that the first song that's going to crack off the maiden voyage is a song called Rich. By my man Damani and Kosi off the Thoughtful King album. You know what I'm saying? Inglewood right. legend. You know what I'm saying? Used was mm-hmm. signed to Snoop, changed the style up. And a lot of the shit that, like, the thing what put me back on Rich, because Rich is one of my favorite songs. I like the way he, you know what I'm saying, talk about it, like, come in that bitch like $100 million integrity. You know what I'm saying? hold my head up like a celebrity. You know?
Right.
It's like, taking your own personal account of who you are and checking your status amongst yourself within yourself. So right. I really enjoy that song. And when I hear Nas on this King's Disease album, it reminded me a lot of the shit that Damani was saying on the Thoughtful King album. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I was like, oh, no, Damani got to lead the way on this voyage. And I played Rich today. And I was like, yeah, that's it. That's exactly, you know what I'm saying? It fit the whole scenario.
That's what's up. That's good to hear. I'm gonna check it out. It's on streaming, right?
Yeah, it's on streaming. He got a line. He's got a line that's just like, my tag say dental floss. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my floss is
right,
you know what
right,
saying?
Right,
presidential.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Oh, man, that nigga cold.
That's what's up.
That's nah, so yeah, that's what I'm gonna kick that shit off with, man. And, but yeah, it's mint. And the thing about it is, whoever the cat who owned it had all the paperwork in that shit, like every single maintenance slip. He had the receipt from when he bought the motherfucker when it was first delivered in 1986. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I ain't never know nobody take care of no shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For real, for real.
Right.
So right. In where I'm trying to go and where I'm trying to be, it was a perfect scenario because it's like, here's the accountability. You know what I'm saying? Here's the accountability that it takes to keep your shit tight. Keep your shit right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so you know, it had all the original books, all the original, like the paint samples. So in case you might get a scratch on your car, original ones from, you know what I'm saying, 86 was in the glove box. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Very, I was like, man, it almost made me like, damn, I don't even want to drive this motherfucker, but nah, I'm going to go ahead and drive it. I was like, damn, should I put the BBS on this bitch? Or should I keep it? I'm gonna ride it plain Jane for a few months and then, you know, take it from there.
Did you probably not, but I was gonna say, did you get to actually meet the owner? Because I know he was in the neighborhood.
Okay. See, the guy who I bought it from, he wasn't the original owner. He had it for like 300 miles. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So the original owner, he had that shit. He was taking care of that motherfucker. You could tell he was rich too, cause you know you had slips from where he was from in Cleveland, but then you also had some summer slips from Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Right. So, but yeah, man, that shit nice, man. I really enjoy it, and I ain't even drove the motherfucker yet. I ain't drove it in the streets yet. I enjoy it just, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my shit. That shit clean. And then my homeboy who collect these kind of shits, Beamers and old school Benzes, who kind of mentors me in that particular part of the game. He from Miami, but he live in New York. I sent him the pictures, and then he posted it on his Instagram. You know, some shit that I ain't even do, but you know, the feedback was like, oh, man, that shit clean. You know what I'm saying? But the feedback make you feel like, yeah, boy.
Right. Streets is feeling it.
Yeah. So, I enjoy the motherfucker, man.
That's what's up. You got an idea of a maiden voyage outside of going to where you need to go. Is there anything now that you done landed?
Well, since Wakanda? I'm in Georgia, I'll probably drive it up north towards, you know what I'm saying, Lake Lanier and, you know, the mountains and shit up north. You know, a good little scenic drive. Probably a good little fall. Probably like in October when the leaves start turning and shit. That shit is always beautiful in Georgia.
Nice.
So I probably
go to Savannah.
Could go to Savannah, but you know what I'm saying? That's a stretch. You know what I'm saying? That's a 3 hour.
Oh, is it?
That's a 3 hour ride out. And I don't know. She clean, but I don't know her like that yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, not that I doubt it. Not that I would doubt it, because, you know, again, I bought an older Benz before. And I would put that, I was a little ignorant. I just jump on the road with that motherfucker, and that shit hold up. It actually rolled better on the road than it do in the streets of New York.
Right.
So, and that's what this particular car, it's a grand touring car anyway. So it's meant for the road. It's meant for like long stretches and, you know what I'm saying, stretching out on the road, Autobahn type shit.
Yeah.
It's not a sports car, it's a grand tour.
Yeah, which always sounds rich.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this shit's so clean, dog. The wood is good. Even the ashtray look brand new, like motherfucker never put a nothing in that money. You know how niggas put change in their ashtray and shit?
Right.
Ain't one never change in this motherfucker at all.
Let alone the original cigarette. Gleam.
You know what I'm saying? Let alone a cigarette. Nigga ain't even put no change in there.
That's beautiful. That's a good thing. Now, the reason I said Savannah, because you were saying
That's you want to hit that autumn when them leaves change. I've never been to Lake Lanier, but I'm sure that shit look fly too. But I know Savannah got all those with them big old willow trees. That's where Midnight in the Garden of, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil was filmed out there. They got a nice little situation. Plus, they got that Mrs. Wilkes boarding house, that chicken spot I told you about.
Yeah, so that might be cool because I'm going to do a couple of little photo shoots with it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. Matt John Walter going to shoot me up while we out here. You know?
Oh, that's what's up.
So, you know, that might be a good set with the what kind of trees you said they was?
They willow trees. I could be wrong, though.
You know, put the willow trees in the back with, you know what I'm saying? You know, with the moss hanging off them motherfuckers.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm looking like I'm just out here, you know what I mean? Right. Doing what the fuck I do.
Nah, travel and leisure type
subtle bling on the ass in the words, right? Shining air from leisure life, subtle bling,
subtle bling. That's what's up.
No, nah, man, hard. Yeah, so, man. You know, I might do it to him like that.
That's a good
tip. Might do one of your numbers and just break out, hit the road for a day, turn around, hit the road, back.
Hit the road, throw a nice little playlist together. You spin the wind. Man, shit was cool. Shit,
I'm gonna put
good.
Together a playlist. I'll share it with everybody. Together a playlist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like fine wine out here.
There it is. Shit. What else is going on? Anything else cracking with you?
Ah, man, that's it, dog. That's it.
Shit.
Heard up.
Sound like we could transform then
and roll out.
Transform and roll out. There it is. You know, there ain't no. No part of words, but you know. I mean, hey, peace, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate peace, y'all listening.
Peace, God.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all listening, man. And until next time, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Shoot.
Conversation.